Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a couple questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey? All right, so it'd be a yes. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
I'll probably vote.
All right. What is your race?
I'm sorry?
What is your race?
Puerto Rican.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, all right. So,
it's better.
All right, Puerto Rican. There it is. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Would you say it's always Spanish,
English.
More Spanish? Okay.
English.
Is it just fully English?
Yep.
All right. And what year were you born in?
62.
1962. All right. So for this part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and then 50 is neutral. You can use any of the numbers from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, if you could please say so. So the first person is Ravi Bala.
Ravi Bala, I've heard of him, but I'm not familiar with him.
All right, that's okay. What about Joe Biden?
The president?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard of him.
All right, but what would you say your rating is? From 0 to 100, what would you rate Joe Biden? Again, 0 being...
For Biden?
Yes.
Zero plus.
What was that?
0.
0, all right. What about Andy Kim?
Nah, I never heard of him.
All right. Rob Menendez?
I've heard of him, not familiar with him.
All right. Tammy Murphy?
Who?
Tammy Murphy?
Nah, I never heard of her.
All right. Phil Murphy?
Phil Murphy, the governor? I've heard of him.
All right. What would the rating you would give him? What would you say the rating is? Again, 0 means like cold and unfavorable feelings, and 100 is like very warm, favorable feelings.
Let's go 50.
50, all right. What about Bob Menendez?
Bob Menendez?
Yes, Bob
Menendez. I'm familiar with him, but I don't really know him. I don't know what's going on.
All right. And what about Stephen Phillip?
Stephen Phillip, not familiar with him.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
All the stuff that he's got going on. I don't know.
Okay. That's going on. All right. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to go like maybe 2. I'm not really familiar with anything that he's done. You know, so I don't really follow Bob Menendez. So.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know either one. The other two, I don't know. Bob Menendez is the only one I'm familiar with, and not, you know, just, but the
All
other
right.
two, I don't know. So I don't know what they stand for or anything like that.
All right. Well, if you can maybe lean towards one of them, not like really voting, but maybe lean towards maybe voting for one of these candidates, which one would it be? And again, the options are Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, or Andy Kim.
Well, let's just say Andy Kim. I don't know who he is, but
Andy Kim.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who he is, but.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Honestly, the only one I'm only familiar with Bob Menendez and Ravi Bala because he's the mayor for Hoboken, but that'd probably be Ravi Bala.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Only what's been on the news.
All right. So would you say maybe? All right. So would you say maybe some? Because you just heard like just some of it?
Yeah, some of it, yeah.
All right. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow these very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me if you either disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. And the option would be if, after I give you a statement, if you strongly agree with the statement, if you somewhat agree with the statement, if you somewhat disagree, or if you strongly disagree. So the first statement is, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement? You somewhat agree. You somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
I strongly agree that you're innocent until proven guilty.
All right. The next one is, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record and not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement? You somewhat agree. You somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
What was the question again?
All right, it's the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should not judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record and not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
Oh,
Which
Rob Menendez, talking about the son.
Yes. I can read it again if
son,
you would like.
Not Bob, he's talking about Rob Menendez.
Mm-hmm. I can read it again
okay,
if you would
okay.
like.
Yeah, please.
All right. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father. I'm just in parentheses, the son being Rob Menendez. And people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record and not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
I agree with that statement.
All right. Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. I mean, he has nothing to do with his father.
All right. The next statement is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's, Senator Bob Menendez's, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you say you strongly agree with this? You somewhat agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree?
I guess I somewhat agree that he's not involved with his father.
All right. The next one is, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you
I
say
agree.
You strong? All right. Would
yeah,
that
I agree.
You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
No, I strongly agree. He's not, yeah.
All right. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
I somewhat agree with that.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just some short statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I would like if you could tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So the first one is, the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars. In exchange for favor, Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments that the Menendez family has violated the public trust and that they are only in the public office to enrich themselves. And then the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families. He's delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, and he's helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of office, and has been a leader in standing up for the right-wing extremists in Congress, who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortions, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which statement would you say comes closer to your opinion, the one made by critics or the one made by supporters?
I guess somewhat the supporters. I mean, you know, he's not involved with his father. He, you know,
all right.
I'm going to go with the supporters.
All right. And then I'm going to read you again some other statements, also made by critics and by supporters. So the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. And then supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bullwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from the supporters come closer to your opinion, or the statement from the critics come closer to your opinion?
I have to agree with the supporters. I can't go the other way.
All right, so which is maybe the supporters are somewhat closer, or the supporters are much closer?
Supporters are somewhat closer.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some short statements about the candidates for Congress, in this case being Ravi Bala, and some about Rob Menendez. So the first one is, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. And in this case, if this statement doesn't make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, a little more likely to support him, or not at all more likely to support him?
Well, a little more that I can support him.
All right. The next one is, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, his office, his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would you say this statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not likely.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's a somewhat likely to support him.
All right. All right, the next one is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Would you say this statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Somewhat likely to support him.
All right. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billings more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all?
Much more likely to support him when it comes to those issues.
Oh, all right. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support January 6 rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would you say this statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Somewhat likely.
All right. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Little likely, because the rent in New Jersey is still skyrocketing. People can take medication, we can't afford to pay the rent. So it's either or.
Oh, really?
And I live in Jersey.
Oh. All right. Well, the next one is, a member
rent,
of the...
The rent here is skyrocketing. Well, middle class people can't afford the rent in here anymore.
Oh, that sucks. All right. Well, the next one is, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Robin Enders, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortions across the United States. Which data statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
A little more likely. I think anybody should do what they want with their body.
All right. So after hearing this information, like what we just heard about Robin Enders, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Robin Enders, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Robin Enders.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few more short statements about Ravi Bala, and if you could tell me if each statement makes you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, a little.
Honestly, I don't even know the guy. I mean, I know he's the mayor of Hoboken, I know, but that's about the extent I know about him.
Oh, all right. Well, in this kind of part, we read some things about him, and if you could, like, based on each statement, if you could tell me if this makes you want to vote for him, like, much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely. So the first one is, Ravi Bala has failed and is an incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would you say this makes you much less likely to support him? Somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Not at all. I mean, even with the parking situation, the mess he's got in Hoboken, you can't park there 2 minutes to get a $54 ticket.
Oh, all right. Well, the next one is, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from state assembly. Would you say this makes you much less likely to want to support him? Somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Not at all.
All right. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least thousands of people, and who represented the city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination, police officers sued for irresponsibly using pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would you say this statement makes you want to support him much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
A little less likely.
All right. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey's Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Would you say this statement makes you want to vote for him much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Not at all. Love Chris Christie.
All right. And Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Which statement makes you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Not at all.
All right. Now, after hearing kind of all of that information, let me just ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
Probably Robert Menendez.
All right. And finally, just those last questions, I have them just strictly for statistical purposes. So thinking of political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Not liberal, because I don't go with all these crazy stuff. I don't know, moderate, I guess, between.
All right. All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, I rent the home.
All right.
I rent, I don't own.
Okay, all right. And what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Last year of schooling?
Mm-hmm. What was the last year of schooling you completed? All right.
The last what?
Yeah, last year of schooling that you completed.
Yeah, I think it was 8th grade. Oh.
All right. And are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No, I don't belong to a union.
Okay. Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
No.
Okay. And just finally, I just want to thank you so much for your participation. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that would make contact in the future? And feel free to say yes or no if you'd like.
Yeah, that's right. They can call me in the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. This will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you for staying here and answering these questions. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.